This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time at FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. The Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant featuring Godfrey. The comedy stylings of Godfrey's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, by the way.
Sweet.
Godfrey at the Funny Bone tonight through the weekend. Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information, won't you? Item number one in Stupid News. I just think this is so great. We did this story in Craigslist last week. They were looking for a dad to come and throw them a barbecue. There's a bunch of like college-age kids. They just wanted one cliche dad to come barbecue for them. Turns out a whole bunch of dads actually showed up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And there's pictures of it. A group of college students in Spokane, Washington were looking for the perfect dad to hold their Father's Day weekend barbecue. And the dad's more than delivered. After initially going viral for a few weeks, students were flooded with emails from dads who wanted to join their meetup and crack a few cold ones. Event put together by the students whose fathers were too far away to visit them for Father's Day. That's kind of the point. It's a college thing, right?
Yeah.
So they had a blowout. There's cooler after cooler after cooler full of brews. Here come the dads. As the event grew in popularity.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Got a Hawaiian shirt on, 100%. Covered in Corona bottles.
Standing in front of the grill.
How about that beast?
That guy screams, "I've got six kids."
That's right. How about that? Oh, companies wanted to sponsor the event. Johnsonville brought in all the brats.
Oh,
wow.
A clothing manufacturer donated a bunch of custom T-shirts. And at the last moment, Rainier, the beer company, hooked him up with 500 beers. 500
cool.
beers. Here are some of the dads that showed up. I'm reading to you from the picture captions. This is Jim, a.k.a. Grill Dad. He brought his own badass smoker and fired it up,
wow.
Churning out delicious burgers and brats all night. Yeah. That's Jim. This is Scott, a.k.a. Weed Dad.
Oh.
Scott works at a dispensary and was hooking everybody up with infused goodies.
Oh, wow.
Scott was also dishing out veggie burgers and A-plus fatherly advice the entire time.
He's also dad drug dealer.
He's a, remember, it's Washington. It's illegal. That's pretty great. Let's see here. Scott had an all-star move to remember his own father. Scott recently lost his own dad. Everything on this table are pictures of him and his dad and other memories of his dad, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's up in there somewhere. He had a display going.
A Navy flag.
There we go. This is Pete, a.k.a. Army Dad. In this picture, Pete Army Dad is singing an Italian drinking song he learned from one of his Army buddies. Pete brought a pony keg of home brew to share and some great stories about his glory days. It goes on and on. This is just a great article. Awesome story.
Yeah.
That the dads rolled out for the college kids. That's pretty cool. I would like to think that I would do that. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I got some dad stories for it. I got some great shorts and shirts. I got the ice cream man shirt. Everybody loves that.
Plus beer and grilling out. I mean, it was a good day.
It was a great day. But that's item number one, speaking of grilling out.
Yeah, item number two also includes grilling out, as authorities in Maryland have charged a seven-year-old boy. Seven years old.
All right.
After they say he urinated on steaks a neighbor was grilling in his backyard.
Wait, a seven-year-old peed on the steaks on the grill?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my.
A deputy responded to the home after the victim contacted them for a report of destruction of property. The investigation found that the seven-year-old urinated off the roof of his home onto the victim's grill, and the incident was caught on camera by a witness.
What a little D-bag, man.
Right?
Wait, who's this little monster's parents?
Yeah, if you're peeing off the roof at seven, you gotta
make
this in the
bud. How are you on the
roof? Yeah.
What are you doing on the roof up there? What a little jerkus.
Wow. Doesn't say how he got on there or anything.
Wow.
It's just normal for him to be on the roof, I guess.
On the barbecue, baby. On the steaks on the grill.
Oh,
and you know, you just... I'm not rinsing boy pee off my steak.
No,
they're going to the garbage.
Yeah, because it like cooks in there.
I'm not using the grill again.
Yeah.
But it sucks because you know you've been marinating the steaks. Yeah. You're ready for this.
Yeah.
You've got the perfect cut. You know, you picked it out.
You're looking
all
forward
to
this
go.
All day.
Yeah.
It's out on the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
I think I would have had to have knocked on the door, going to their kitchen and taking a dump on something of theirs. This is just not cool.
He's seven. Oh, I'm sure it's the first time he's ever been in trouble.
Yes. On the roof.
On the roof.
On the roof.
I know.
Peeing
that's
off
what I
the
mean.
Roof. Yeah.
If you're that little hellion, man, you know, where are the parents? Come on.
Yeah.
Damn it. Crotchety. Should I say crotchety?
They were at the other neighbor's house peeing on their grill.
Yeah.
Peeing in their pool.
They were dumping on a lasagna.
Yeah.
At somebody else's house.
On the windowsill, cooling.
On a pie, yeah.
Yes. Right.
Cherry pie,
force a little
load.
Out. Yeah. A la load. All right. Whew. All right, finally this. Now, the villages, that's a thing in Florida, right? That's
yes.
like a, is it a retirement
it's,
village
it's
kind of thing?
It's much like a Del Boca Vista.
Okay.
You got a lot of people from up north that moved down there.
Uh-huh, and they're all staying in the... Somebody said, wait, we took a phone call from a lady who was trying to get into the villages and she wasn't old enough yet. She loved it so much.
You have to be 55.
It's a structured... they won't tell you it's a retirement community because that makes it sound like it's filled with old people. But really, it's just filled with old people.
Yes.
Who don't want to think that they're old people yet. I get that. All right, so here you go. Deputies at the villages bust up a suspected drug house combination golf cart chop shop.
What?
A golf cart chop shop. This is great. Five people arrested at one of the homes in the villages in connection with an undercover drug investigation. Investigators said undercover deputies purchased drugs from the same house located in the villages three times before Wednesday's raid. Once a search warrant was served, deputies then said they found evidence of an illegal golf cart chop shop operating out of the residence. We actually found some golf car parts. Yeah, there have been some golf carts stolen in the neighborhoods here. We're trying to tie together the parts of the stolen vehicles. The elderly homeowner did not appear to be aware of what was going on in his home and was not one of the five people arrested when they did the raid. His niece, however, was one of the five people. Yeah. She'd moved in saying she was going to help take care of him, but instead she began running an illegal drug and chop shop business out of the house. Family, a sad family to take advantage of an old guy like that.
Yeah.
And they show a whole bunch of golf cart tires and stuff on the driveway. And
wow. It's big business
parts.
Down there. They have golf cart dealerships like you have car dealerships down in Florida.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
It's everywhere, every corner?
Not as prevalent, but I mean, when you come across one, it's pretty funny because you're like, oh my God.
And they come
and
all
they
tricked
them all lined.
Out.
Yeah, they're tricked out. Yeah. They're lined up. They're shining. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet,
all
man.
The place.
The villages. Yeah. Lowrider golf cart. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why this is
Stupid News.
All right.